Hello, good morning, Oliver.
Yeah, good to have you here. Could you tell us, for how long have skirts and dresses been a norm for school uniforms, and why was this the case?
We've inherited the idea, I guess, of school uniforms from England, and girls have worn skirts and dresses for as long as we've had schooling in Australia. It's an interesting thing that over such a long time, when so many other things have changed, largely the expectation that girls will wear skirts and dresses to school has remained.
Right. Now, you probably know the research on this. Can skirts and dresses actually hinder a female student's ability to perform at school?
There's interesting, when I looked into the research in this, there isn't a large amount of research that specifically looks at the role of dresses and skirts for girls and how that impacts on them in schools. One particular study that was done in 2012 by Norrish and colleagues, which is an Australian study, and it was done in an Australian primary school, got girls to wear a pedometer and looked at how much exercise they did for 2 weeks when they wore shorts and a shirt, and then for another 2 week period when they wore the dress. And they did find that girls did significantly less exercise when they wore their dress as the uniform. We do have a lot of anecdotal evidence. There's lots of stories from girls at school where they talk about the fact that wearing a restrictive dress or skirt does tend to make them far more self-conscious and a lot less likely to engage in physical activity.
Yeah, it's really interesting. We know that state education departments generally leave uniform policy to their individual schools. How do different schools vary their approach?
It's interesting. We do see, largely across Australia, primary schools often do have a range of options. So I looked a lot at the schools in southeast Queensland, and I did find that a large number of primary schools will offer girls a range of options. So they'll have shorts and skirts and culottes and dresses. They often have a wide range, although I did find not all primary schools offer that, and there are still some that are requiring girls from grade one, so they're roughly 6 years old, to wear a dress only, and they had no other option. We do find in the secondary schools, in high school, that often schools only allow girls to wear skirts or dresses. And while young girls do like to do a lot of play and a lot of activity, older girls still engage in sport, and it's still important that they're comfortable and can do that in their uniform.
Now, you mentioned the schools that actually where it's compulsory for girls to wear dresses or skirts. Is there anything to do with like anti-discrimination legislation or any other laws that may clash with that, those policies of those schools?
Yeah, that's sort of up in the air at the moment. The Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission have looked into that, and they have put out a report where they argued that schools could be open to being sued if they don't allow girls other options, if they're forced to wear dresses, that could be seen as direct discrimination. As far as I know, there's been no actual case where a parent or any other body has taken a school to court and attempted to sue on that. Certainly a school in Queensland, we have in our education department policy, it states that student dress codes offer gender neutral uniform options. So that was used to argue the case that having dresses only for girls contravened that line in the policy. And with that argument, the school did change their policy so that both boys and girls could wear any of the school options available. So the boys and girls could wear the dresses and the boys and girls could wear the shorts and shirt.
And has that happened at a school where we see boys wearing dresses or...?
It hasn't happened in the sense, certainly there's no sort of mass group of boys wearing dresses. Certainly, though, with children who are gender fluid, there's opportunities there. What schools often say is that they would make allowances for certain children, but what's often been argued is that if we have uniform policies where it's just a given that girls and boys can wear whatever they feel most comfortable in, then there isn't the need for those children and their parents to have to front up to a school, explain their situation to a principal, and sort of beg for special circumstances. So that the allowing of a more open uniform where everyone wears whatever options are available just means that it makes it easier for everybody to wear what they feel comfortable in.
And you've seen more progress on this issue than in the last few years then, have you?
I think we have, and there's certainly been a lot more discussion. There's been more online petitions we've seen come about. There are more people pushing for the change. I think one of the misunderstandings I often hear is that people think it's about removing gender, or they think it's about having everyone look the same. But actually what I see the argument as being about is actually increasing choice. So it's about any child, whatever their gender, being able to choose from a range of uniform options. And for girls who say, I want to wear a dress to school, they should absolutely be allowed to do that. And for girls who say, I want to wear shorts to school, they should absolutely be allowed to do that.
Yeah, well, let's hope most schools get up to date soon then.
Yes, definitely. Let's hope so.
Okay, yeah. Thanks a lot, Amanda. That was great to talk to you.
No worries. Thank you so much, Oliver. My pleasure.